did you know me well? I seen you a little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said you was asking after me, but I know you best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that, she said you got me wrong. I would have sold them to you if I could, I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. I'd have to dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Chelsea, I believe that when you dance and slow, it's a good thing. Childhood dreams, Pops, Wagner, Trainer, Mazin, heroes yet to be made. Great clutch hits like lamented.
Let's go! And boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun, and the home team's out to win.
Very sweet,
great two.
And the pitcher's Dipsy Doo. Genius fast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Marauder Baseball here on the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you for night 4 of 6 in West Palm Beach, Florida at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Bradenton and Jupiter back at it again this evening. Marauders coming to this game 2 in a row in terms of the win column. Still 2 games back of Lakeland in the race for the final playoff spot in the FSL West with 15 games to go after the matchup here, or including the matchup here, rather, tonight. Jupiter have a 2-game lead in the division race there in front of Daytona for the final playoff spot in the East. The Marauders with a similar look lineup tonight. Mitch Jabb will lead it off. White Jr. batting second. Nolasco third. Charles McAdoo cleaning it up. Davies Nadal fifth. Omar Alfonso will play at first and bat sixth. De Los Santos hitting in the seventh spot, playing it short. Mickness eighth and catching, with Kalai Harrison rounding out the order in the nine hole, playing at third base this evening. Brandon White, the starter for the Hammerheads this evening, the right-hander this year, with a ERA of 4.38. White, in now his fourth start as a pro, 12 and a third pitch, 13 strikeouts, 2 walks. Defensively, Mercado catching, Santiago at first, Lewis and McCants up the middle, Bullard at third, Alderman in left, DeLeo in center, Coley in right. Jeb in the box, first pitch of the game. Popped foul and out of play, third base side. 4-1, we're underway at 6:33 local. Sunny skies, strong breeze blowing in from dead center field. The 0-1 pitch from White misses high. Jeb evens up the count at 1-1. Mitch batting .310 this year, a .398 on base percentage. Last night, picked up 2 hits, finished 2-for-4, was also hit by a pitch. The 1-1 misses low and in. A ball and it's 2-1. Slider falls off the corner at the back foot. Connor Crowell calling balls and strikes in this one. The 2-1. Mitch hits it high in the air to left. Well struck. Spun around by it, the left fielder Alderman, but he'll settle and make the catch, one away. Good contact for Mitch. Just could not find a soft spot in the defense on this occasion. Lonnie White Jr. up now. batting .259 this year. Team best, .413 OBP. Five homers, 23 batted in. First pitch to him. Fastball misses. Eye level upstairs, 1-0. Lonnie batting a solid .297 in the last 10 games. The 1-0 to White Jr. from White on its way. Slider dances off the outer edge, call the ball, and it's 2-0. Just like every day for the past 3 weeks, we'll be keeping an eye on the Lakeland game. 2-0. White Jr. with a broken bat, flare into right. Back into the grass goes the second baseman, Lewis. He'll make the catch, and there's two away. Brings up Rodolfo Nolasco on a tear lately. Rodolfo batting .355 in his last 10 games played. Was rested yesterday. Previous to the, or rather his most recent game he did play in, went 2-for-3 with two doubles. Takes slider in the dirt here and gets ahead 1-0. White with the one ball offering to Rodolfo Nolasco. Taken low, good spot. Did not miss by much at all. 93-mile-per-hour heater. Had a piece of the low and away corner, but we'll take that call to make it 2-0. Righty fires again. Nolasco takes. Now a pitch not touching the zone, called a strike up and in. That makes it 2-1. No fault in Nolasco for taking that pitch. Next offering. Ankle-high heater. Well below the bottom edge of the strike zone, taken for ball three. Marauders at 31-20 in the second half. 66 wins on the year overall. The 3-1. Misses outside for ball four. Slider dives off the outer edge. And Rodolfo draws a two-out walk to bring up Charles McAdoo. I mean, if this place was a graveyard for hitters the first three games, it's going to be even more so here tonight. I think this is probably the strongest win we've had, and it's coming in from dead center field. McAdoo batting .362 this year, hitting .211 across his last 10 games played. Last night was 2-for-5 with a run scored in the ninth inning. As part of that rally, that loaded him up. Marauders coming from a run down to win it by three. First pitch here, fastball just above the knees, thigh high, center cut, first strike one called. A .448 OBP for Mac so far this year. Nolasco, a conservative lead at first, held on by Santiago. 0-1. Breaking ball taken, up and away. Call the strike, and it's 0-2 now. McAdoo going to have to battle here to keep the inning alive. Solid lead at first now for Rodolfo. See if he takes off. The 0-2 pitch from White on its way. Call. The ball misses about half a foot off the outer edge. Good breaking ball, though. Great job by McAdoo to lay off of it. Give himself another chance here. Now the 1-2 pitch. On its way from White. Nolasco takes off, pitch hit in the air to right. Going to hook foul and way, way out of play. We'll do the 1-2 again, and on Bark in the Park night, they hit the doorbell sound effect here. And the dogs go ballistic. As always tonight, Brandon Rembert, my silent partner in crime, along here with me. 1-2, the count with two away. White set after a peek at first. Pitch to McAdoo. Fouled off towards the Marauder first base side dugout. Now I can't tell if that's a sound effect or if that's... There's not. There can't be that many dogs here. Sixth pitch of the trip to Mac. Nolasco still at first. The 1-2 again from White. Bounced in the dirt for ball two. Great pickup by the catcher Mercado. Nolasco holds to the bag at first base. Velasco off the bag. The 2-2 now. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Chasing and missing a slider way below the zone is McAdoo for out number three. The Marauders get a base runner, but do not score in the top of the first. To the bottom half of things we go. Dotel to the mound for Bradenton. Scoreless game when we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom of the first inning. Wilbur Dotel on the mound for the Marauders. Wilbur has been the best starter for the Marauders in this last month of games. Dotel has managed to post a team-best ERA amongst starters at a mark of 3.2 across 12 starts this year. 5-2 record on the season. 64 and two-thirds pitch has struck out 48 and walked 34. His first pitch, a fastball, paints the low and away corner to Jordan McCants for strike one call. 95 on the gun from Wilbur. McCants in the leadoff spot, a 226 hitter. Next pitch to him, fisted, foul down the left field side for strike two. Lewis and Alderman go 2 and 3 behind McCants. Fraudenberg fourth. To Leo and Coley, 5 and 6. Dotel's 0-2. Hitting the air to left, way foul and out of play. We'll try the 0-2 again. Santiago Bullard and Mercado go 7, 8, and 9 for the Hammerheads. Mickness catching for the Marauders. Omar, Jeb, De Los Santos, and Harrison first through third on the infield. The 0-2 again. This is up and outside. Dotel goes to the breaking ball. Can't find the strike zone. It's 1-2 now. McCants batting a solid 262 in the last 10. Team stolen base leader trying to get on to start it. He'll bounce one weakly back towards the mound. Dotel fields cleanly, flips comfortably in time to the covering Alfonso for out number one. In that last half inning, Brandon Rembert and I were hearing a drum line and a marching band, and we were saying, where is that coming from? Across the street, beyond, straight down the right field pole from the ballpark, is Palm Beach Lakes Community High School. And then it dawned on both of us, it's Friday Night Lights. Ian Lewis in the box. Weak fly ball hit into shallow center. Davies Nadal jogging on will call it and catch it two away. And then Brandon and I, of course, reminiscing. There's not many things in sports that beat Friday night high school football. I know my dad right now is working the down marker for the Barrington Broncos back in Illinois. He's very excited to be added to the chain gang this year for the Broncos football team. Kemp Alderman in the box, 179 hitter, is hit square in the numbers. Slider gets him right on the spine. He's HBP. Gives the Hammerheads a two-out base runner. It's definitely one of the things you forget when you're done with college. And I think most people know Friday Night Football is on, but for us this is Game 4 of a series Friday night. Brock Vraudenberg up, the 208 cleanup hitter. Takes fastball, just missing low. Good spot from Dotel. If he lives there tonight, he'll be successful down and around the kneecaps. Vraudenberg batting a solid 306 in his last 10. The 1-0 pitch. Just misses away. Dotel behind in the count. 2-0 now. Now Wilbur's 2-0 offering. Fastball sails down the middle, taken for strike one. The 2-1 pitch from the Marauder righty. Fouled off to the backstop. Tipped straight back for strike two. Ground out, fly out, HBP here in the bottom of the first for Jupiter. Dotel looking to put an exclamation point on the inning. And keep the Hammerheads off the board, the same as White did to the Marauders in the top half of this inning. Wilbur comes set, the 2-2 pitch on its way to Vrondenberg. Call the ball, man, just missing. Another really good offering. Dotel living in a great spot. Could fit probably a note card in between that pitch and the strike zone. 3-2, misses high, ball four. A man hit by a pitch and then a walk. Back-to-back two-out base runners put on here for the Jupiter with Jake DeLeo stepping in. Marauders did not lead in yesterday's game until the ninth inning. They fell behind in the bottom of the first. Tied it up for an inning and a half, five through the seventh. And then came all the way back in the final frame. DeLeo lines this one softly into the leaping grass, but your Donnie De Los Santos. A first pitch lineout gets Dotel out of a two-out jam. We will go to the second, still scoreless here in West Palm Beach when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here for the top of the second. Scoreless ball game. Davies Nadal leading it off for Bradenton. Takes a big cut and a miss at a first pitch high fastball. Falls behind 0-1. Davies average up to 219 this year, hitting 323 in his last 10. White a slow worker on the mound. As Brandon Rembert pointed out in that last inning break. The 0-1 pitch from the righty. Misses high, breaking ball. A couple of feet above the belt line, makes it 1-1. Man, hearing that drum line from the high school football game fires me up. The 1-1. Davies takes, breaking ball drops on the top edge of the strike zone. Called a strike, and it's 1-2. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Elevated changeup sends Didal spinning through it for out number one. Back-to-back swing strikeouts. One to end the first and one to start the second for Brandon White. Omar up now. Betting 231 this year, 233 in the last 10. 377 OBP on the campaign. First pitch to him. Breaking ball. Loops but misses low and in. Omar gets ahead 1-0. He's been getting more time as well of Giovanni Planchard at first base the last 2 weeks. The 1-0 pitch from White. High breaking ball misses 2-0. It's kind of the opposite of what we saw for most of this year was Alfonso and Planchard catching and converting Cimillo to first base. He caught just one inning with the Marauders, but became a solid first base option. 2-1 pitch, popped up, shallow left. Charging in on at the left fielder, Alderman. A couple guys converging, a late call by the left fielder, who settles and makes the catch for out number two. Omar's not going to get much better of a pitch to hit than the one there. That was a center cut fastball. Left straight down the heart of the plate. Could not square it up, though. Two outs with Yordani De Los Santos stepping in. Yordani, a 188 average this year. Was able to shake off a rough night on Wednesday with a solid performance yesterday. Shows bunt at the first pitch. Pulls back. Appealed. Know the call. Want to know the count. De Los Santos, 1-for-4 yesterday. Line drive, single, and a walk in the game. White nods and brings home the one ball offering now to Yordani. Hits him. You can hear JJ say, come on, let's go. Because I think JJ saw what I did, or heard what I did at least. That ball hit Yordani in his protective sliding mitt that he has in his back pocket. That's one good place to get hit where you have hand protection sitting in your pocket. So he'll head down to first, two-out HBP. Brings up Justin Mickness, the Marauder catcher. Mickness batting 148 to start his pro career, 3 RBI. Takes a breaking ball. Called a strike well upstairs. 0-1 the count to him, though. Time called. That's a balk. White box up to second now and into scoring position is Yordani De Los Santos. Came set, move the glove. And now the catcher Mercado. What is going on? That was weird. The pitcher White brought his lead leg up. And while he was, looked like, about to come home, the catcher Mercado never called time. He just started running out to the mound. And then when he was halfway there, White realized it and just made an inside move to second before calling time. But that was a weird one. Mickness should have just swung, gotten his catcher's interference, and went to first. The 0-1 pitch to Mickness from White. Taken. Breaking ball off the plate by about a ball width is called a strike to make it 0-2. De Los Santos in scoring position at second. Top of the second inning. 0-0 game. White fires home. Mickness takes a breaking ball that falls into the dirt for ball one. Want to say hello and give a special shout out to my good friend and Marauders coach Casey Harms tuning in on the radio tonight. Casey taking the week off this week. The 1-2 to Mickness now from White. Grounded hard towards short. Bouncing ball into the glove of the shortstop. McCants throw to first just in time. Man, Mickness was moving down the line. Couldn't beat it out, though. Inning over. Another two-out base runner left on by the Marauders. We go to the home second. Scoreless game here in the ballpark of the Palm Beaches when we come back.
When I look in her eyes, it ain't no surprise. Sparks start a-flying like the 4th of July. She gets me
me so high, and my heart starts a-popping. We get to kissing, there ain't no stopping. When it comes to love, she ain't no slacker. My little darling is a firecracker. When I light the fuse, I gotta get back quick. You gotta be careful with a dynamite stick. Son of a gun, she's fun to handle, and she packs a punch like a Roman candle. She's a pack of black cats in a red paper wrapper. My little darling is a firecracker. We might not all take a roll in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, man, it ain't no joke. But I sure hate to see it go up in smoke. We got a good thing going and it feels so right. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life. She goes off with a great big bang. Boys, I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. When she takes off, you better hang on tight. She's a blonde marble rocket in the middle of the night. When she makes love, she's a heart attacker. My little darling is a firecracker. We might not ought to take a row in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, man, it ain't no joke. But I sure hate to see it go up in smoke.
Back here for the bottom of the second, Jupiter and Bradenton scoreless. Dotel facing Coley leading off the inning. He crushes the first pitch deep to left. Get foul for me, and it does. That ball was destroyed with a capital D. 106 off the bat. Just a little too much pull side action on it to stay fair. A loud and long strike number one to the six-hole hitter Mark Coley. Has just two homers this year. The 0-1 pitch from Dotel. Fisted liner up the middle. De Los Santos can't get there. Leadoff single as that one trickles up the middle. Coley at first now for Carlos Santiago. Santiago batting 194 this year. Three homers, 14 RBI. Conservative lead at first for Coley. Dotel fires. Runner takes off a delayed steal. Throw down to second. Offline. They would have had him by a mile. The ball beat him there by 10 feet. But the throw from Mickness was low, bouncing to the base and offline. Coley lucky to get in there safely. And now into scoring position. A ball to call on the pitch. It's 1-0. Man, that was a terrible jump. The 1-0 pitch from Wilbur. Misses outside, 2-0. The count, runner at second. Nobody out in the bottom of the second. Dotel checks. Coley advances the lead, pitch home. Misses low and away, well off the plate, 3-0. Dotel comes set. The 3-0. Hit in the air to left. Well struck, but foul and out of play. It will go for strike one. Coley at second. Dotel set the 3-1 pitch to Santiago. Dotel will step off. Yordani sprinted to the second base bag to cover as if a throw was coming, but one did not, not even a pump fake from Wilbur. Now the 3-1. Line drive struck well into center field, straight at Davies Nadal, who makes the catch. Coley retreats to second. Hastily, trying to avoid getting doubled off, does so safely. one away with Tony Bullard stepping in. The Arizona Wildcat hitting 178 this year, batting 129 in the last 10. First pitch, take slider just off the outer edge, ball one. Dotel with the 1-0. Fall short. Breaking ball can't find the strike zone. It's 2-0 now. Big lead for Coley at second. Dotel will spin and turn there, but nobody covering. Runner Coley retreats safely without a throw. The 2-0 pitch. This is outside and in the dirt for ball three. Back-to-back batters have gotten ahead 3-0 against Wilbur Dotel. Last one resulted in a line out. Wilbur hoping for another out to pick up here. Righty checks second, fires home. Misses way up and inside, ball four. One out walk puts men at first and second now for the 9-hole hitter, Yan Mercado. Mercado 0-for-4 with 3 swinging strikeouts back on Tuesday night. Meknes out for a mound visit. Omar Alfonso, the first baseman, going to join the three to translate. Meknes gives a pat on the backside of Wilbur and heads back to his post behind home plate. Two on with one away, the first pitch to Mercado. Fastball right down the middle, taken for strike one. Two on, one away. Next pitch, fouled off the foot of the batter in the box. Meknes thought it was a fair ball. Nobody said anything for about a second or two. Then Connor Crowell quickly put the arms up. 0-2 the count now to Mercado. Dotel checking second. Pitch home. Called. Strike three. Mercado down looking at an up and in breaking ball. Frozen for out number two. Three pitches and a big second out picked up by Wilbur. Back to the top of the order in Jordan McCants, who's 0-for-1 with a ground out. First pitch misses just above the belt line. McCants takes for ball one. Dotel's 1-0 pitch. Nails the outer edge. Fastball called a strike and it's 1-1. Coley at second, led off with a single. Bullard at first, walked on four straight. The 1-1 pitch. Misses outside. Dotel trying to live on the outer edge of the plate to left-handed hitters. Struggling to find it for the most part. Two walks and a man hit by a pitch in the game. His 2-1. McCants takes. Fastball at the belt. Call the ball and it's 3-1 now. Good spot. Not getting the strike call though. Trying to avoid walking him loaded. The 3-1 pitch to McCants. Fastball. Call the strike. Splits the outer half of the plate. Taken to run the count full at 3-2. Big, big pressure pitch here. Payoff pitch. 2-on, 2-out. The 3-2 home. Popped foul and out of play. Straight at back over the backstop netting. We'll do it again. McCants a 233 hitter with runners in scoring position this year. Trying to come up in the clutch for Jupiter to give them an early lead. Or at least keep the line moving. Pitch again. Call the ball. Man, great spot. But Dotel, again, just missing. About 2 or 3 inches off the edge. And the bases walked loaded for Ian Lewis. Matt Ford is going to call time and head out for a visit now. Second walk of the inning. Coley up to third, Bullard to second, and McCants at first to load him up. Fordy, a guy that focuses a lot on the mental side of pitching. Sure, that's all this is about right here. We've seen this issue with Marauders pitchers and pitchers in the Florida State League in general, trying to nibble at the edge of the strike zone. Trying to, you always want to locate well. But trying to nibble too much can get you into spots like this where you're walking a pair, as well with a fluky base hit, results in a bases-loaded jam with a guy that has tripled twice in the series in the batter's box now. Lewis looks locked in, vibing to his walk-up song as he steps in the batter's box. Bases loaded with two outs. Dotel, 35 pitches thrown so far, 18 strikes, 17 balls. Looking for out number three to strand him loaded and keep this game scoreless through two innings. First pitch to Lewis from Dotel. Fastball just below the belt. Called a strike right out over the heart of the plate, 0-1. Big there from Wilbur. Get ahead, stay ahead. Keep on attacking. His 0-1 pitch. Popped up weakly, third base side of the infield. This should end the inning. De Los Santos calls it and catches it. Inning over. Dotel pops out Lewis to strand him loaded. We go to the third inning. Still no score between the Marauders and Hammerheads when we come back.
I'm Lieutenant Jim Buford with the Florida Highway Patrol. Street racing, stunt driving, and roadway takeovers have become increasingly common in Florida. These dangerous and illegal activities endanger the participants, spectators, and innocent bystanders. FHP and our law enforcement partners are actively involved in enforcing and investigating any occurrence. But we need your help in reporting these events. If you see street racing, stunt driving, or a roadway takeover in progress, call Star FHP. This will direct you to the closest dispatch center for help. If you have knowledge or video of individuals participating in street racing, stunt driving, or roadway takeovers, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov. Again, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov.
Back here for the top of the third inning. Kalai Harrison leading it off. No score between the Marauders and Hammerheads so far. First pitch of the half inning. Misses outside. Breaking ball. Backs up out of the hand of White. 1-0. Marauders have gotten a two-out base runner on in every inning. Walking and hit by pitch in the first two. The 1-0 to Harrison. Cuts and misses. He's way out in front of a changeup. Comes up empty for strike one. Kalai hitting, or rather is 4-for-17 at the plate in his first 8 games. His first career pro hit was a solo homer against the Tigers a little over a week ago. Takes fastball in the outer hedge and falls behind 1-2 now. Harrison, a Honolulu, Hawaii native, played at Texas A&M and NC State collegiately. The 1-2 from White to Harrison. Bounced in the dirt in front of home plate, taken for ball two and two now. Kalai steps in. White set already. He rocks and comes home. Breaking ball misses outside. Full count now at 3-2. Pitch. Grounded hard toward short. Tough play for McCants. Can't pick it up. Backhand attempt at the ground ball. Shoots off the edge of the glove and into left field. A lead off. Reach on an error. I'm guessing the official scorer's decision. No, they're going to give him a base hit. A single for Harrison to lead off the inning. Mitch Jeb in the box, 0-for-1 with a flyout. Corners playing in, expecting a bunt. Pickoff throw to first. A great move by White, but Kalai able to get back safely. Jeb batting 306 this year. First pitch. Popped foul and out of play. Up and over the backstop netting for strike one. The third baseman, Bullard, has backed off a little bit, but man, he was maybe 10 feet away from the pitcher's mound. Playing way up on the infield grass, expecting a bunt here from Mitch. Watch him just poke a ground ball right by. Still up on the grass, the 0-1. Misses up and in, count even at 1-1. Jab a guy that is not shy of taking pitches the other way. Loves to slap it through the left side of the infield. White's 1-1 offering. Harrison takes off. Pitch called a strike. Throw down. Not in time. Harrison in safely under the tag attempt. With a stolen base to put a man in scoring position. Strike the call on the pitch. Delayed call. 1-2 the count to Jeb. Base hit away from giving the Marauders an early lead. Here in the third inning. White set the 1-2. Lined up the middle. Caught by McCants. A diving stop, and he scrambles to touch second. Harrison is doubled off there, and there's two down on the L6 double off double play. It's a tough break for Kalai and for Mitch. He struck it well. McCants just in the right place at the right time. Two down now. Lonnie White Jr. up 0-for-1. Takes a cut and a miss at a high fastball just below the belt line for strike one. Next pitch misses away. Slider off the edge, 1-1. Pitch falls short. Well thrown changeup. Can't find the strike zone though. It's 2-1 now to White Jr. White rocks and comes home again. Lonnie takes a loopy breaking ball that just gets a piece of the outer half for strike two call. Third inning in Lakeland. Tigers 3, Clearwater nothing. The score there. 2-2 to Lonnie. Bounced in the dirt in front of home plate. A ball in the count. Full now. At 3-2. The Marauders, just one hit, just three base runners in this one so far, but they are making White work. That pitch count getting up around 50 now, but I think if you ask the pitching coach and White, 50 pitches in three innings, not a bad clip. Full count offering to White Jr. Popped up, first base side, foul territory. It's going to get out of play. And we'll see a seventh pitch and another full count offering here in this AB. Three-two again from White to White Jr. Righty fires home. Taken outside, ball four. White thought it was strike three. Lonnie, tight take, could have gone either way, but earns a two-out walk nonetheless. The last go in the box now. Walked in the first inning with two-way to extend that frame. See if he can find a base hit here to maybe bring Lonnie around from first, if he can pierce the gap or poke it down the line. A lot of room on the right side of the field. Jupiter not too worried, it seems, based on their alignment of Rodolfo taking one the other way. First pitch to him, grounded straight back up the middle into the glove of McCants, who takes the short route to second. Covering is Lewis, making the catch, inning over. The Marauders get two men on in the inning but do not score. We go to the bottom of the third. Still no score for either side when we come back.
First cool snap of fall in the air. We've been waiting on it all damn year. Drag out a car, hard and a chair. Let's build a fire. Shoulder pads cracking on a high school field. Opening day is on our heels. God, I love how Friday night feels. Let's build a fire. Let's build a fire. Let's crank it on up. Pour a little diesel in my cup. Finna toss it on. Y'all better back up. Let's build a fire.
Back here for the bottom of the third at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you. No score. Dotel facing 3-4 and 5. Kemp Alderman in the box leading off the first pitch. Slice down the right field side. Foul and out of play for strike one. Alderman came to the plate in the first inning. Was hit by a pitch with two outs to spark a bit of a rally. Nothing came from it, though. Dotel's 0-1. Great spot, right at the knees. Fastball called the ball, though, and it's 1-1. The 1-1 from Wilbur. Nails the outer edge. Fastball right on the black for strike two called. 1-2 count to Alderman. Dotel rocks and fires. Hitting the air to right. This could be trouble. Hooking foul, and it will stay foul. We'll do the 1-2 again. Alderman with a defensive swing at a beauty of a pitch. Low and away. Dotel nails the corner. That's pretty much all Alderman could do with that one, is spoil it into the seats down the line. Dotel set the 1-2 on its way home. Line to left. Charging in McAdoo. A late break on it, but makes the catch in time. Belt high for out number one. Seemed like that one died with the wind blowing in. McAdoo was jogging and then had to sprint up about 20 feet to make the snare. Cleanup man Brock Vrondenberg up. Walked back in the first inning. First pitch to him, fastball right out over the heart of the plate, called a strike, 0-1. Next next pitch. Weak tapper to first. Going to dribble foul. O-2 count with one away. Frondenberg will call time and step out. Batting for a 208 average this year. A homer and six RBI so far. The 0-2 from Dotel. Grounded hard but foul, third base side. Well struck but couldn't keep it between the chalk. A foot on the other side of the bag as it flashes down the left field line. We'll do the 0-2 again. Dotel with his 45th pitch of the night. Misses high. Fastball. About a foot off the top edge of the strike zone makes it 1-2. 97 on the gun. Dotel's been living around 94 to 97 so far. Sat probably 96. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Takes a touch off. Breaking ball up in the zone for strike three. Two away. Dotel with his second punch out of the outing. First pitch to Jake DeLeo. Taken low and away for ball one. DeLeo hit a soft liner out to the shortstop De Los Santos back in the first inning to end that frame. And the two-out scoring threat for Jupiter. The 1-0 from Dotel. Popped up foul territory first base side. Over to the Marauder dugout goes Mickness. He's out of room. That one lands in the first row behind the dugout. Souvenir for those happy fans. Strike 1-2 DeLeo. Mentioned earlier, this high school football game, we can hear the band in the background. Every time I'm trying to guess what the score is, just based on how many times we've heard the band play. The 1-1 fouled off straight back, it's 1-2. Do you still remember your high school fight song, Brandon? You do? Wow. No? I think if I heard the music, I could remember it. 1-2 count with 2-away to DeLeo. Dotel trying to keep it scoreless through three. The pitch home. Misses high. Eye-level heater in the count. 2-2 now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, yeah, I can definitely, if I had the music. Deuces wild delivery from Dotel. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Breaker low and away. Ends the inning. Back-to-back K's. Put an exclamation point on three. Scoreless so far for the Marauders' right-handed starter. No runs for either side, a third of the way through this one. To the fourth we go when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network. Back here for the top of the fourth inning on the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Young Buccos, with you. Scoreless game entering the middle innings. McAdoo leading it off. White still on the mound for Jupiter. First pitch. Breaking ball. Call the strike up and in. Loops to the high and tight corner. Puts the right-hander Brandon White ahead 0-1. McAdoo 0-1 in the game with a swinging strikeout back in the first inning. Next pitch to him. Drops low. Fastball ends up around the ankles. It's 1-1. Even offering now from White. Hit hard on the ground. Fair ball. Third baseline. That's going to get towards the corner. McAdoo turns on the jets and heads for two, picking it up in the corner. Alderman, he'll hit the cutoff man. McCants. McAdoo will stop at second with a leadoff double. Great piece of hitting from Mac. Got a breaking ball, that same pitch that White started off the at-bat with, a front hip loopy curveball. This time Charles ready for it, just turned it down the third baseline. Had a lot of room to work with. Bullard playing way off the chalk. Now man in scoring position to start the inning for the Marauders. Davies Nadal, who has swung a hot bat lately, the chance to make it 1-0 with a base hit. He's 0-1 in the game with a strikeout. First pitch to Davies. Fastball straight out over the heart of the plate for strike one. White keeping a close eye at McAdoo on second. Next pitch, pop foul and out of play. Nadal shoots a high fastball straight back and over the netting for strike two. None and two the count, nobody out, and a man at second. Rodgers hoping to get on the board first. The pitch to Nadal. Taken in the dirt. Great block, though, by the catcher Mercado. He's able to box it in front of him. McAdoo will hold at second base. YMCA Oregon version playing. See Dominic Paracci and Sergio Campagna doing the dance in the dugout. White's 1-2 offering to Davies. Swing and a miss. He chases a breaking ball outside for strike three and out number one. 73 on that looping curveball from White. That's 20 mile per hour difference from his fastball where that's lived at. Davies waited for what felt like an eternity and was still early on it. Omar Alfonso up now. 0-1 with a flyout. White's first offering to him. Misses low, ball one. Omar, a specialist with runners in scoring position, team leader, hitting 438 with a man at second or third this year. 25 RBI, could make it 26 with a base hit. Takes high curve, ball two. Lands up around the shoulders. Hitter advantage count for Omar Alfonso. The 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Omar with a massive heave at a changeup low and away for strike one. Pulled the chin off of it. Ended up looking down the right field line. Ball went low and away. Just got to stay on it and find a gap here. McAdoo with great speed at second. The 2-1 from White. Charles gets a great jump. He's running for third. And the pitcher balks. McAdoo forces him into a balk. Would have been into third safely anyway. The pitcher's throw was high and offline. Second balk of the outing for Brandon White. Puts McAdoo 90 feet away from scoring now. And the infield will come up onto the grass, playing in for Jupiter. Mack at third, the 2-1 pitch with one away to Alfonso. Takes, slider missing low and in. Great pickup by the catcher Mercado. That looked like it was well on its way to the backstop. Great job by McAdoo there to force a mistake. White's 3-1 pitch to Omar now. Line drive, base hit to right field. A crunching Lina drops in. McAdoo scores. Omar Alfonso with an RBI single to make it 1-0 Bradenton here in the top of the fourth inning. 3-1 breaking ball from White, just left right out over the middle of the plate. Omar crunches it to right field. 105 off the bat of the Marauder catcher turned first baseman tonight. RBI number 26 of the year for Omar Alfonso. He's going to add on a few more points to that already solid 438 average with a runner in scoring position. Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach, out there now to have a chat with his right-hander, Brandon White. Going into this inning, White had walked two, hit one, and struck out a pair, given up a base hit that was teetering between an error and a single back in the third, but has really struggled, fallen behind the two hitters in this inning and getting hit hard. McAdoo with that hard hit double down the third baseline. And then a 105 EV on the line drive RBI knock for Omar. Mound visit over, your Donnie De Los Santos in the box. First pitch to him. Waits on a breaking ball, just catches it off the hands. Fouled straight back for strike one. De Los Santos hit by a pitch last time up in the second inning. It's on base when White balked for the first time in the game. Omar, conservative lead at first, the 0-1. Weak chopper to third, it's going to skip foul. Good pickup. JJ showing off his bare hand feeling ability. Scoops up the roller and tosses it aside into the Jupiter dugout. 0-2 the count to your Donnie. Omar at first, pitch on the way from White to De Los Santos. Fastball misses outside, comfortably taking a non-competitive offering for ball one. The 1-2. Taken in the dirt, De Los Santos spits on a low breaking ball to level the count at a pair apiece now. Two count, one away. Omar at first. Pitch. Swing and a miss. De Los Santos way out in front of a breaking ball for strike three and out number two. Fourth punch out of the night for Brandon White. Brings up Justin Mickness, who's 0-for-1 with a ground out. First pitch to Mickness of the AB with two down and a man at first. Foul tip into the mitt of Mercado for strike one. 1-0 Marauders here in the top of the fourth. Omar Alfonso with an RBI single earlier on this inning. The 0-1 now from White to Mickness. Taken. Really good spot. Low and in corner. Call the ball, it's 1-1. Mercado upset with the call. He's having a conversation with the home plate umpire, Connor Crowell. It's the first time all year I've seen a catcher have something to say to an umpire about the strike zone. Usually just more of a silent protest. The 1-1. Mickness takes low in the dirt. Two balls and a strike to him now. Usually see a catcher kind of hold the ball out over the plate for an extra couple of seconds or slowly throw the ball back to the mound, kind of the way of showing their displeasure with the call. But Mercado getting up in the face of Connor Crowell there. The 2-1. Hit in the air to right by Mickness. That one well struck, way back. It's got a chance. It is caught at the wall, crashing into the wall. Coley robs Mickness of extra bases, just short of a homer. The third out on a great grab to end the inning. Marauders do get a run to go up by a lone tally here. Going to the bottom of the fourth, Bradenton 1, Jupiter nothing, our score, and we come back.
Yeah. small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, Ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth inning. Marauders 1, Hammerheads nothing. Dotel facing 6, 7, and 8. Mark Coley in the box leading off. Takes a breaking ball low. Gets ahead 1-0. Coley 1-for-1 in the game with a single. Shot one straight back up the middle in his one and only trip so far. Takes a fastball here for strike one called. Dotel able to find a place to land it on the outer half of the plate. Next offering a big cut and a miss. Dotel sends him out in front with a well-located cut piece low and away for strike two. One-two count with nobody out. Coley leading off the home fourth. Pitch from Wilbur. Misses outside into the backstop. Fastball gets away from him. One for the gun at 96. 2-2 the count now to Mark Coley. Dotel with two strikeouts in the third, one in the second. Check swing here. Yes, he did. The call. Soared for out number one. Coley upset with the call. Make it four strikeouts on the night, three straight for Wilbur. Back-to-back to finish the third and one here to start the fourth inning. Carlos Santiago up hit a hard line drive straight at the glove of center fielder Davis Nadal. Earlier in the game, lines this one to first, a jumping grab by Omar Alfonso. Shows off his vertical reach to snag a high liner for out number two. This is big for Dotel if he wants to try and get through more than five innings. Kind of get a quick frame every time he's gotten the first two outs. It's led to, it seems like, a walk or an HBP or something of the sort. His first pitch here to Bullard misses inside for ball one. Bullard walked on four straight back in the second. Takes ball in the dirt here, and it's 2-0. Bullard, as I mentioned yesterday, had the misfortune of attending the University of Arizona. Feel bad for him. The 2-0. Call the strike. Fastball on the inner edge. Just gets a piece of the zone. It's 2-1 now. Neutral offering from Wilbur. Hard chopper towards short. De Los Santos makes a chest-high hop field. Throw to first on the money. A zinger into the mitt of Omar. At first, he's shaking his hand. That one stung him to end the inning. Back-to-back perfect frames for Dotel. We go to the fifth. Marauders 1. Hammerheads nothing to score, and we come back.
Yeah, I'm down bad. She slammed that door, she broke my heart. That girl sure got out of town fast. She bounced, so I bounced in here trying to bounce back. Ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of watching this bottle that was filled up just disappear. Sitting here wishing on a neon star up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through. Hey, baby, what's it gonna take for my head to unhurt and my heart to unbreak? Riding on the lightning in this car, sitting here wishing on a name.
pour it on strong, and before too long, this old number seven's on round nine. A lot of dive bar downtime. Yeah. And ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of letting this heart stay beat down, pulling up this chair. Sitting here wishing on a neon star, up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through. Hey baby, what's it gonna take for my head to unhurt and my heart to unbreak? Riding on the lightning in this jar, sitting here wishing on a neon star.
Back here for the top of the fifth inning, the Marauders won and the Hammerheads nothing our score. 9-year big league veteran Archie Bradley on the mound now for the Hammerheads. Spent 6 seasons in Arizona, 1 in Cincinnati, Philly, LA, and now Miami. His first pitch down the middle to Kalai Harrison, taken for strike one. Bradley, a career ERA in the major leagues of 4.03, 487 Ks, 201 walks. His next pitch falls short in the count 1-1. Bradley not officially on rehab, but had an 11.05 ERA this year in 7 innings with the Marlins, so maybe just trying to get him back into form as Harrison bounces this one to second, fielded by Lewis and thrown to first in time for out number one. Remember Bradley clearly as a D-back, one of their playoff teams in the late 20-teens. Top of the order in Mitch Jeb up. Jeb 0 for 2 in the game. Fly out and a line out. Takes the first pitch. Fastball from Bradley on the outer edge. Called a strike. Gets 0-1. Bradley out of the windup. His 0-1 offering to Mitch coming home. Call the ball upstairs. Tight to the belt line. Goes the way of Jeb. It's 1-1. Even offering now. Weakly bounced. First base side. It's going to spin foul for strike two. Bradley's 1-2 pitch to Mitch. Hit in the air to left, well struck down the line towards the corner, runs Alderman. He can't make the play, but the ball will end up foul as Alderman flies into the wall. Comes up a little bit shaken after it. Well struck by Mitch down the line. Couldn't keep it fair, though. Alderman had a great read on it, ran out of room. Jeb back in the box, 1-2 the count to him still. Now he'll call time and step right back out. The 1-2 again. High tapper back to the mound, Bradley fields and throws to first, two away. Pair of ground outs bring up Lonnie White Jr. with the bases empty. Lonnie with a walk and a pop out, 0 for 1 tonight. First pitch to him, crushed to right field, way back to the track. Coley at the wall, makes the catch, inning over. Another belter. 101 off the bat, 368 the distance, just killed by the wind and this cavern of a ballpark. Three up, three down, go the Marauders in the fifth. Halfway through this one, Bradenton 1, Jupiter nothing the score, and we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways. and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BrainsandMarauders.com.
Alligators are important to Florida's natural areas and are found throughout the state. The FWC wants you to know that by following a few simple rules, we can coexist with these amazing animals. First, never feed an alligator and keep your distance if you see one. Keep your pets on a leash and away from the water's edge. Be sure to swim during the day and only in designated areas. You can report nuisance alligators on the toll-free hotline at 866-FWC-GATOR.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here for the bottom of the fifth inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders up by one. Dotel facing 9-1-2. Yan Mercado will lead it off. He's 0-for-1 with a three-pitch backwards K. Dotel's first offering to him. Taken for ball one. Mercado gets ahead 1-0. Guy that's, you've seen free swinging a lot. Able to hold his hands up. Lines this one up the middle. Diving effort. Harrison can't get there. It's a base hit for Mercado to lead off the inning. 98 off the bat. His barrel had been in another postcode for most of this series. No matter where you threw it in this occasion, able to piece one up straight up the guts. Brings around the top of the order man, Jordan McCants, with nobody out. Just the second hit of the night, Dotel has surrendered. McCants a walk and a ground out, bunts this one towards third, charging hard. Harrison, great pickup and throw, gave McCants no chance. Kalai got an unbelievable read on it. And there's one away, up to second though, and into scoring position is Mercado. I don't think that was a sacrifice. I think it was a true attempt to bunt for a hit. Be surprised to see the top of the order man, one of your best hitters, sacrifice himself. Ian Lewis up now. 0-for-2, fouls the first pitch straight to the backstop for strike one. Catches a piece of a up and in heater off the hands. Dotel set the 0-1 from the Marauder right-hander to Lewis. Taken just off the outer edge. Backdoor cut attempt. Doesn't find the zone, it's 1-1. Even offering. Misses upstairs, letter high. Two balls and a strike to count now. The 2-1 from Wilbur after a check of the runner. Grounded hard but foul, first base side. That ball smoked down the line. 1-0-8 off the bat, but on the wrong side of the chalk. The count moves to 2-2 now. The 2-2 from Dotel. 2 Lewis with a man at second and 1 away. Grounded weakly towards second. Jeb will scoop. Step and throw in plenty of time. 2 down, moving up to third on the ground out is Mercado. Dotel's just got to get through Kemp Alderman here to try and end the inning with another zero on the board. Alderman hit by a pitch in the first, lined out to left his last time up in the third inning. Takes change up and in for ball one. Next pitch. Hit in the air to right, foul and out of play it goes.
thundering into the seats for strike one. Pair piece, rather the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Make it strike two, 1-2 now. Out in front of a cutter is Alderman. Dotel a wave and a miss away from getting through five innings without a run against him. Right-hander comes set. The 1-2 offering to Alderman. Weakley tap to third. It's going to skip foul. Left side of the chalk line. We'll do the 1-2 again. The 1-2 again from Dotel. To Kemp Alderman with two away. Righty fires. Fly ball hit into right center field. Racing back into the gap. Davies Nadal, a long run. Makes an over-the-shoulder grab to end the inning. Five innings. Two hits and no runs allowed by Wilbur Dotel. We go to the sixth, the back half of the game, with the Marauders holding on to a 1-0 lead when we return on the Marauder Radio Network.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much it.
Back here for the top of the sixth inning, Rodolfo Nolasco leading it off for Bradenton. First pitch to him, misses up and in for ball one. Rodolfo so far in the game tonight with a walk and a fielder's choice ground out. The 1-0 misses away, 2-0. With the new right-handed hurler on the mound, Yeramin Lara. His 2-0. Called a strike on the outside corner. 2-1 the count now to Nolasco. Entered this game hitting .355 in the last 10. Next pitch grounded hard up the middle into the glove of the shortstop. McCants behind the second base bag. He throws to first in plenty of time. One down. Another ball crushed by a Marauder. Whether on the ground or in the air, that just cannot find a safe place to either touch down or shoot through. 1-0-1 off the bat, but results in a 6-3 put away. Bringing up Charles McAdoo. He doubled his last time up. Takes slider in the dirt away for ball one. Lara the man on the mound here for the Hammerheads with a ERA on the year that stands at a 2.63 mark. His 1-0. Mac takes up and in. Pitch misses. It's 2-0. 2.63 ERA and 37 2/3 pitch. 27th appearance here tonight. 38 strikeouts and 10 walks. His 2-0. Popped foul and out of play. Straight back behind home plate. Up and over the protective netting. Chalk it up as strike one. The count, 2-1. Couple of shakes and the 2-1 pitch to McAdoo. Popped up back towards the press box. Brandon, do we have a chance at this one? No, it's over us. Didn't see it come down. It was on an angle where I thought we might have a shot at it. 2-2 the count now to McAdoo. Lara rocks and comes home. Misses just inside. Tight take, but a great one by Mac. Full count now at 3-2 with one out and the bags empty. The 3-2. Misses low and away for ball four. McAdoo draws the one out walk. Brings up Davey Snedal, having a bit of a tough time tonight. 0 for 2 so far with two swinging strikeouts. See if he can turn it around here. Rodgers really going to want to find some insurance. Big lead at first for Mac. First pitch to Davies. Fastball. Call the strike away. Tight to the corner. Could have gone either way. 0-1. Nadal entered this game hitting 323 in the last 10. 337 OBP on the year. 0-1 will have to wait. It's a pick to first. McAdoo back safely without a tag attempt. Bothered with by the first baseman, Santiago. The 0-1 from Lara to Davies. Takes, fastball misses away, 1-1 now. The 1-1 pitch now from Lara to Nadal. Takes, fastball misses away again, 2-1. A strong intent, not just in this AB, but all night from Jupiter pitchers to live on the outer part of the plate to Davies. Guy that has hammered in such a more focused, patient approach in the last 2 or 3 weeks. The 2-1 offering. Grounded weakly towards third, diving stop. No play at second. Third baseman Bullard does recover, though, and throw to first in time for out number two. Up to second on the ground out is McAdoo. Omar Alfonso will step in with two outs his last time up. Hit a line drive, RBI single to give the Marauders this 1-0 lead. Single-handedly, he could account for both RBI hits if he can clutch up with two outs here to double the lead for Bradenton. Lara will step off before firing the first pitch. Docked his disengagement. Right hander, a real long wait. Now comes set. First pitch to Omar. Grounded up the middle. That one will not get through. McCants cuts it off. Throws to first in time. Inning over. Marauders knocking on the door, but can't pick up that second run just yet. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Still 1-0 Bradenton when we come back.
Sheriff's Office on our Coeur d'Alene, operator 8.
We are the hub of activity for the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Exactly what happened?
Do you have a name?
We got him.
The voices behind the scenes.
152, I went ahead and attached.
We are the ones responsible for making sure that our citizens and our responders connect together in their time of need.
The most enjoyable aspect of my job probably would be knowing that I've helped someone in a situation where they didn't think they had any hope.
1 North 21, priority 2.
I need an officer, please.
1 North 8, when you're on.
If you're looking for something that's fast-paced, that's exciting, something that you'll never get tired of, definitely try dispatch at the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose.
Back here for the bottom of the sixth inning, Wilbur Dotel out for another of work on the mound. He'll face 4, 5, and 6, Brock Vrondenberg leading it off. First pitch to him. Misses away for ball one. Vrondenberg a strikeout and a walk in the game. Marauders still hanging on to a 1-0 lead so far. Dotel has struck out 4 and allowed 2 hits. That's it thus far, though. The 1-0. Vrondenberg lines it to left, foul and out of play. High off the protective netting for strike one. The 1-1 from Dotel. Struck again hard down the left field line. Again fouling out of play, though, for strike two. Dotel with the 1-2 pitch to the leadoff man, Vrondenberg, in the sixth inning. Misses outside, 2-2 now. Dotel has the sign for Mickness. The 2-2 pitch. Misses shoulder high. Fastball way above the top edge of the strike zone. Full count now at 3-2. Full count pitch. Way up and outside again. Ball four. Dotel gets ahead but loses Vrondenberg. Hands out a leadoff walk. Brings up Jake DeLeo, who's 0-2 with a lineout and a strikeout. Dotel set the first pitch to the five-hole hitter. Pop fly, first base side, going to hook foul and out of play for strike one. Dotel at 82 pitches in the outing right now. See how long they're going to let him go. Now action up in the bullpen for the Marauders. Next pitch to DeLeo, smoked by him. Fastball on the corner. Cut through for strike two. Dotel looking to pick up his fifth strikeout in the game and his first out here in the sixth inning. The 0-2 home to DeLeo. Misses low in the dirt for ball one. One and two the count with nobody out. An hour and a half into this one. Bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch. Misses inside. 2-2. Dotel looking eerily similar to the last AB. Got ahead but started missing with some non-competitive pitches. Got to refine the strike zone here. Next pitch. Bounce weakly to third. Harrison boots the ground ball. That one will get into left field. Trying to move up to third as the runner. Vrondenberg, he'll do so safely. And Ayer puts men at the corners with nobody out now. And Dotel with his back against the wall here. Actually going to score that a base hit. So, pair of earned base runners. Mark Coley up now. A single and a ground and a strikeout, pardon. 1-2. Wouldn't be surprised if he tries to lay a bunt down. Dotel's first pitch to Coley. Takes fastball up above the hands. Gets ahead, ball one. 1-0 the count. Tying run 90 feet away here. Pitch from Wilbur will have to wait. He'll step off the backside of the rubber. Wants to go through the signs again. Gives the signal to McNiss. Dotel nods, checks first, and comes set. The 1-0 pitch to Coley. We'll have to wait. It's a pickoff throw to first. That's his second disengagement of the trip. Runner is back safely without any trouble. Can't step off again. Dotel set the 1-0 now to Coley. Call the strike, fastball in the outside corner. De Los Santos lets out a shout of yes as Dotel lands it to even the count at 1-1. Infield back for Bradenton. They're going to trade the double play opportunity for a run scoring. The 1-1. Check swing. Does not go. Pitch really tight to the zone. Call the ball and no swing on appeal. It's 2-1. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Coley cuts through a high fastball for strike two. Two-two pitch, hunting a big strikeout. Dotel comes home, runner takes off, ball in the dirt. McNiss will not throw to second. There goes the double play opportunity. And it's a full count now at 3-2. Pressure pitch here for Wilbur Dotel. Full count, nobody out, and two men in scoring position. Jupiter a base hit away from taking the lead. 3-2 on its way home. Call the ball. That is a stone cold strike. Connor Crowell absolutely blows the call. The entire pitch inside the strike zone on TrackMan. This umpiring crew all week long has backed the Marauders into a corner, and that time no different. Ball for the call, the wrong call. Loads the bases with nobody out, and now JJ out to the mound. I think we're going to the bullpen here. Dotel with high fives all around. Rodgers to the bullpen. New arm to the mound. We'll step aside for the change and come back. Bases loaded, nobody out. One run lead for Bradenton here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, Yoldeen De La Paz, the left-hander, on the mound for Bradenton, trying to pitch out of this jam. He inherits the bases loaded with nobody out. Carlos Santiago in the box. De La Paz, a 6.35 ERA this year. His first pitch chased and missed in the dirt. Santiago swings at a bouncer in front of the plate and falls behind 0-1. De La with a 34 innings pitched, 39 strikeouts, 24 walks. The 0-1 to Santiago now. Grounded hard to third. Harrison knocks it down. He's got a play at the plate. They got him. And the throw to first, a double play. What a stop at third by Kalai Harrison. Throws from his backside to the plate. Mickness with the wherewithal to pull the foot off the plate. Throw to first for the double play. 5-2-3. And the Marauders go from bases loaded, no outs, to cutting down a runner at the plate and an out away from escaping a monster jam here. What a play by Kalai. Playing up on the grass at the corner, was able to throw a strike to the dish. One hopped, but Mickness with a great pick. Alfonso nails the stretch at first. And now runners at second and third, but with two outs this time. De La Paz trying to pitch out of a huge jam. Tony Bullard in the box. Takes fastball, missing outside for ball one. 5-2-3 twin kill. Bullard 0 for 1, a ground out and a walk. De La Paz trying to keep the Marauders up by a run. The 1-0 pitch. This is outside, back-to-back breaking balls. Way off the strike zone, make it 2-0. The 2-0. High fly ball to left into foul territory. Harrison in the grass. De Los Santos there as well. Yordani in foul territory. Makes the catch. Inning over. Bases loaded, nobody out. De La Paz pitches out of the jam. Marauders still lead 1-0 heading to the final third of the game when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network. Back here for the top of the seventh inning. Yordani De Los Santos leading it off. Takes ball low and in. Gets ahead 1-0. Rizkel Tenio on the mound now for Jupiter. His next pitch bounced in the dirt in front of home plate, but De Los Santos with a big swing and a miss at it for strike one. Next pitch in the dirt this time. Yordani able to lay off of it for ball two. Tenio, a 4.43 ERA this year. The righty fires, just misses low, really good spot, but below the knees, 3-1 now. Tenio fires and throws it down the middle for strike number two. Yordani De Los Santos started jogging down the first baseline. I love Yordani. I fight for every one of these Marauders. I'm the biggest fan of this team. But that pitch was in the middle of the plate, and he started walking down the first. The 3-2 is fouled off the foot of De Los Santos in the box. We'll do the full count pitch again. De Los Santos has such a tendency to take pitches that are right out over the heart of the plate and think that they are balls and then get upset when they're called strikes. I appreciate his more patient taking approaches of late. The 3-2 again. Pulled down the left field line. Foul ball. Well struck. Would have been extra bases. 3 feet on the left side of the white line. It lands. Try the full count pitch for a third time. Three, two again. Bouncer up the middle, well struck into the glove of the shortstop McCants. Throw to first, offline. It pulls the first baseman Santiago off the bag. And De Los Santos is in there safely, reaching on the throwing error. I assume is what will be scored. It is an error to start. I don't know, though. Is that a shortstop error or first baseman error? I mean, technically the shortstop, but it seemed like a ball that was easily catchable with the foot still on the base. Regardless, the leadoff man on for the Marauders. Justin Mickness in the box now. He's 0 for 2 in the game. Takes belt high heater. Called a strike 0-1. Mickness batting 138, 3 RBI. So far in his pro career. The 0-1 from Tenio. Call the ball just off the outer edge. It's 1-1 now. Even offering from Tenio to Mickness. Fouled off straight back towards the press box. Off the netting in front of us. Strike two on the tip. The 1-2, hit in the air to left, fouling out of play, it will end up. 1-2 the count, still to Mickness, hanging around. The 1-2 from Tenio to Justin Mickness again. Ground ball smoked up the middle into center field. De Los Santos is going to turn on the Jets and head for third. He's there standing up. A no-out single for Mickness puts men at the corners now for Kalai Harrison. And a great opportunity for the Marauders to double their lead here in the top of the seventh inning presents itself. Kalai Harrison, who's 1-for-2 with a single and a ground out tonight, has a chance to double the lead for Bradenton here and now. Batting 263 in the first, now 9 games as a pro. Found his stride a little over a week ago in a doubleheader against the Flying Tigers. First pitch to Kalai from Tenio. Taken in the dirt for ball one. Kalai yet to record a hit, though, this year with a runner in scoring position. Chance to change that in a big way. He's 0 for 5 so far. The 1-0 pitch from Tenio. Harrison takes low, gets ahead 2-0 now. Tenio set, hitter advantage offering, coming home to Kalai. Takes, breaking ball low and in. Real awkward-looking take. Thought about a swing, then held up, pretty much using his body to pinch the bat to his chest. 3-0 the count. Tenio at risk of walking the bases loaded with nobody gone. The 3-0 pitch from the righty. Kalai takes, fastball finds a home on the inner half for strike one called. 3-1, still ahead in the count, and in the driver's seat of this trip to the plate is Kalai Harrison. Men at the corners with nobody out, top of the seventh inning. Tenio set the pitch. Hit in the air to left, foul and out of play. Really well struck, but not in between the yellow poles. It's strike two. Three and two with nobody out and men at the corners. Base hit or ball four. The approach here for Kalai. The pitch from Riscal Tenio. Smoke to left, out of play though, as it once again hooks foul. We'll do the 3-2 once more. Seventh pitch of the trip, another 3-2 to Kalai. In the dirt for ball four, it kicks away from the catcher, but not far enough to entice De Los Santos to charge home on it. Base is loaded now. An air, a single, and a walk. Puts a man on every pillow for Mitch Jeb. Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach, for the Hammerheads out for a visit now. Score update from Lakeland. Clearwater 2, Flying Tigers 3, the score. In the bottom of the seventh inning there. Clearwater trailed 3-0. They were able to make it a one-run game in the sixth inning. Getting out hit 7-4, but hoping, like so many times, both against us and many other opponents in the Florida State League, the Threshers always seem to have a late rally in them. Visit to the mound concluded. Dishman, the pitching coach, back to the dugout. Everyone back in their posts defensively. Mitch Jeb will bat. 0-3 with a ground out, a fly out, and a line out. Jeb hoping for a base hit here to bust the game open. First pitch. Popped up. Foul and out of play. Third base side over the Hammerhead dugout for strike one. The 0-1 now from Tenio. Mitch pops it foul. Out of play. Again, over the Jupiter dugout on the third base side for strike two. Infield in. Nobody out and the bases loaded. Tenio set the 0-2 pitch to Mitch Jeb. Right down the middle, strike three called. Jeb doesn't like the call. Backwards K for out number one. Brings in Lonnie White Jr. Lonnie with a line out, a walk, and a pop out in the infield tonight. Giordani at third, Mickness at second, Harrison at first. Breaking ball to White Jr. misses up above the belt. Starts him off 1-0. Lonnie with 23 RBI this year. Could make it 25 with a base hit. The 1-0 pitch from Tenio. Breaking ball misses high again. 2-0. Great spot to be in if you're White Jr. Heading the count with the bases loaded and less than two down in the inning. Tenio's 2-0 pitch to White Jr. Swing and a miss. Fastball low and in. Ties Lonnie White Jr. up. Can't connect on it. It's 2-1 now. Marauders a base hit away from extending their lead. Trying to get some breathing room. Next pitch grounded weakly towards third. Bobbled by the third baseman who steps on third. Throws to first offline. Run scores. The ball gets away. Up to third goes Harrison. De Los Santos touches home safely. An RBI fielder's choice play. And the Marauders lead 2-0 now. The third baseman, Bullard, fielded it cleanly. Stepped on the third base bag, but as he tried to transfer to throw, bobbled it. The throw looked like it actually hit Lonnie. once he reached the first base bag, it kicked away. De Los Santos able to score. Out at third is Mickness. At third now is Harrison advancing on the deflected throw. There's men at the corners with two outs, and the Marauders have doubled their lead. See if Rodolfo Nolasco can cash in with two away. First pitch to him. Weak bouncer towards third is going to be foul on this occasion for strike number one. Going to the eighth inning now in Lakeland. It's Tigers 4, Threshers 2. So hoping for Clearwater to wake up the bats in these final pair of innings to go there. Here in Palm Beach, the Marauders up 2-0 now. The 0-1 to Nolasco with men at the corners and two down in the inning. Tenio fires home. Rodolfo cuts and misses way out in front of a slider away for strike two. The 0-2 now. Tenio trying to end the inning. Call the ball pitched just off the outer edge. Tight take, but a great one to lay off of. If you're Rodolfo Nolasco, it's 1-2. The 1-2 on its way from Tenio to Nolasco. White Jr. runs. Nolasco rips it to left. That one's going to fall short of the left fielder, Alderman. Coming in to score is Harrison, and it's 3-0 Marauders. A rope off the bat of Nolasco. 96, the EV. Just turned on a fastball up and in. And that's going to do it tonight for Tenio. Nelson Prada, the manager of the Hammerheads, out to make the change. We'll step aside for the change of hurlers on the hill when we come back. Top of the seventh inning, Marauders up 3-0 now with two men on and two away. McAdoo due to hit against the new arm. Stick around on the Marauder Radio Network.
Hitching the boat up, backing down the ramp in my old truck to find a bunch of laws, to catch a bunch of hogs. Yeah, I wrote the book, yeah, I wrote the book. If you want to learn to throw a curve right, catch a clean up, looking on a third strike, talk a little smack while he's walking back. Yeah, I wrote the book, but there's one that led by the lamp on the night. She had her life straight. She said she loved that I was good at everything. One day she left me in a cloud of dust, cause I never was too good at picking up. The one that led by the lamp on the nightstand. One that says don't cuss and don't fly.
Back here after the pitching change as Nigel Belgrave is on the mound now. For the Hammerheads, two men on with two out for the Charles McAdoo. First pitch to him. Fastball misses way outside for ball one. Belgrave making his debut here. Right-hander comes set. The 1-0 pitch to McAdoo. Taken low and away, missing again, 2-0. Belgrave, a 15th round pick in this most recent draft in 2023 out of Maryland. A And the count 2-0 to the Marauders' cleanup man. Pitch. Misses away again, 3-0. McAdoo. Chance to draw the walk to load him up for Davies Nadal. White Jr. at second, Nolasco at first. The 3-0 pitch. Misses low and away, same spot, all four offerings. Non-competitive pitches. McAdoo walked to load him up with two outs. White Jr. up to third, Noli to second. Marauders up by three, a chance to almost put it away here with a base hit. We learned last night, and we've learned ourselves defensively, no lead is safe. Always want to put up more. First pitch to Nadal. Misses low for ball one. Five straight balls to start the relief outing. Here for Nigel Belgrave. Nadal, two strikeouts and a ground out. 0 for 3 tonight. The 1-0 pitch is inside and gets away to the backstop. Coming home and scoring is White Jr. as the throw almost gets down the first base line. An unnecessary risk by the catcher Mercado. White Jr. was already halfway to the dugout, and he tried to whip it to the pitcher, covering the plate. What a grab by the right-hander Belgrave to save it from getting into the right field grass. Wow. Could have been more than one. Scoring on the wild pitch there. It's 4-0 Marauders now. Up to third, Nolasco. McAdoo up to second. White Jr. scores. 2-0 the count to Nadal, and Glenn Dishman out there to have a chat with his young right-hander making his debut. Going to the bottom of the eighth now in Lakeland. Tigers still up 4-2. Clearwater will have the top of the order in the ninth to try and score a pair to keep the game alive. Mound meeting over. Davies Nadal will step back in. He's ahead in the count, 2-0. Base hit would make it a 6-0 game in favor of Bradenton. Nolasco at third, McAdoo at second, the 2-0. Misses outside. Ooh, wow. That's a gift. Pitch. About a half a foot off the plate. Called a strike, and it's 2-1 now. Next offering from the righty. Davies takes. Same spot this time, call the ball. And it's 3-1. Hitter advantage, 3-1 count with two men in scoring position. Two away. The pitch to Davies. Misses outside. Same spot this time. Call the ball. Ball four. Back-to-back two-out walks. Load the bases once again for the Marauders. Now Omar Alfonso will step in. Omar already with an RBI in the game, 1-for-3. Gave the Marauders the lead way back in the fourth inning. First pitch to him, misses low and away for ball one. Belgrave really struggling to find the strike zone. Omar, 4-for-4 in bases loaded opportunities this year. Has drawn two walks, has had four hits, netting him 9 RBI. 1-0. In the dirt, 2-0. You feel for Belgrave here a little bit, making his debut in single A and just struggling to compete. 11 pitches, just one strike called. The 2-0 to Alfonso. Misses inside, make it 3-0. Belgrave now at risk of walking his third straight to bring in the fifth run of the inning. The 3-0 pitch to Omar is inside and will roll to the backstop. Ball four scores Nolasco. Marauders lead 5-0 now. Third straight walk, this time with the bases loaded. Nobody up in the bullpen. Belgrave just kind of hung out to dry a little bit here. Bases loaded. De Los Santos, who reached on an error to start the inning, will bat for the second time in the frame. First pitch to Yordani. Misses way outside. A diving stop by the catcher, Mercado. Saves another wild pitch. Ball one. This is no way for a debut. They should have had a guy ready to go. The 1-0 pitch. There's a strike. Fastball straight down the heart of the plate. Makes it 1-1. Bases loaded, two outs, 4-0 Marauders. The 1-1 pitch from Belgrave. De Los Santos swings and fouls it off to the backstop. Four, strike two. Belgrave a chance to get out of this rough inning. Has walked three straight. Three strikes out of 16 pitches thrown, rather. Next pitch misses low and away for ball two. The count even now to De Los Santos. Bases loaded, all of them reaching on ball four. Belgrave comes set. The 2-2. Called, strike three, right down the middle. De Los Santos upset with the call. Still standing in front of home plate. It was right down the middle to him to end the inning. Marauders pick up four insurance runs in the frame. 5-0 Marauders the score. It is stretch time in Palm Beach. We'll be back for the bottom of the seventh shortly on the Marauder Radio Network.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. And Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Back here for the bottom of the seventh inning. Marauders up 5-0. Yan Mercado leading it off. De La Paz's first pitch misses inside for ball one. What a job by Yoldeen to get out of a massive jam. Coming in with the bases loaded and nobody out in the sixth inning. Got a double play. 5-2-3. And then a pop out to end it. His 1-1 now to Mercado. Popped foul and out of play down the right field line. 1-2 the count. Next pitch, called, strike three, right down the middle. Mercado takes for out number one. His second looking strikeout of the game. Top of the order man, Jordan McCants up. Two groundouts and a walk tonight. First pitch to him. Down the middle, De La Paz splits the plate for strike one. Fastball at 90. Now the 0-1. Misses upstairs. Letter high for a ball. Count even at one apiece. Lefty fires home again. Taken at the belt. McCants falls behind 1-2. De La Paz with a furious pace. His next pitch in the dirt for a ball. It's 2-2 now. Want to give a hearty hello to my broadcast partner for a couple of games last week and Marauders ticket sales wizard, Travis Persinger, tuning in right now. The 2-2 just misses away. De La Paz trying to nibble at the corner. Doesn't get the strike call. Full count now, 3-2 to McCants. Pitch from De La Paz. Swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back Ks for Yoldeen to start the bottom of the seventh inning. Ian Lewis up now, 0 for 3. Takes fastball. Low in the corner for strike one. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Give him a pitching wedge. That ball down to the dirt. Chased and missed for strike two. De La Paz trying to finish off a dominant seventh inning. The 0-2 with 2-way to Ian Lewis from Yoldeen De La Paz. Weak tapper to third, charging hard. Kalai makes the glove play. Throw to first. A beautiful transfer and strike to the bag to end the inning down in order. On just 11 pitches go the Hammerheads. To the eighth inning we go, the Marauders 5. The Hammerheads nothing, our score, and we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways. And you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BrainsandMarauders.com.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here for the top of the eighth inning. Marauders 5, Hammerheads nothing our score. We are waiting on something, Brandon. It's for Gustavo Amaña to go coach first base. Gus, now out of the dugout with a smile on his face, gives a thumbs up to the umpire. Mickness in the box, 1 for 3 tonight. Smoked a ground ball straight up the middle back in the seventh inning, in the last inning, rather. Belgrave's first pitch, a fastball for strike one. He walked 3 straight on 13 pitches in his debut inning in the seventh. Hopefully he can clean it up here. The 0-1 at the belt. Call the strike, and it's 0-2 now to Mickness. Next pitch. Misses outside, a changeup, spins off the edge, 1-2. Final in Lakeland, 6-2. The Tigers take the game, exploding late for 3 runs to put it away. So if results hold here with that result there, it'll still be two games back. Next pitch tipped in and out of the mitt of Mercado. Mickness gets an extra life, stays alive for one more. The 1-2 again from Belgrave to Mickness on its way home. Crushed to left center field, a hard hit fly ball back to the gap, into the gap, making the catches to Leo, robbing the Marauders of another hard hit, potential extra bagger that ends up as an out here tonight. Kali Harrison up, a walk, a single, and a ground out tonight, 1-for-2. First pitch, grounds it hard towards first, underneath the glove of the first baseman, Santiago. That's going to trickle down the line. Kali's going to turn on the jets. He's into second, reaching on an air, and puts himself in scoring position. Hit it hard, not cheap contact by any means, but Santiago, who has been lackadaisical in the field and on the bases with the bat at the plate, commits his second error of the night. Runner at second now with one away for Mitch Jeb. Jeb 0 for 4. Strikeout, line out, ground out, fly out. First pitch to him from Belgrave. Taken, fastball misses inside, 1-0 to start the trip for Jeb. Next pitch also missing inside. Jeb backed off the plate by a fastball, tight to the kneecaps, makes it 2-0. Count with one out. Harrison, solid lead at second. Next pitch from Belgrave. Mitch pops it foul and out of play. Up and over the third base side dugout of the Hammerheads. 2-1 the count to him now. The 2-1 from Belgrave. Grounded hard towards short. Backhand pickup by McCants has no play at third or at first. Safe infield single for Jeb. There's men at the corners now as Harrison also jogs up to third. Kind of a tweener ball between the shortstop and the third baseman. Bullard, the third baseman, took a step towards short to see if he could make the play and then didn't get over to cover third. I think McCants wanted to try and get Harrison at third. Would have had no play on either man, just too much speed on the bases on that occasion. White Jr. up now. First pitch to Lonnie, misses mile outside. Great pickup by the catcher, Mercado, to save it from getting to the backstop. Lonnie 0-for-3 with an RBI tonight. The 1-0 pitch from Belgrave. White Jr. cuts and misses. Fastball on the inner edge, gets by him for strike one. Harrison at third, Jeb at first. One out here in the top of the eighth inning. Even offering to White Jr. from Belgrave. Misses outside again. Another great grab by the catcher, sliding on his knees to the right to save a yet another wild pitch. 2-1 the count. The 2-1 from Belgrave. Lonnie takes, fastball misses away, make it 3-1. Belgrave walked him loaded in the seventh, at risk of walking him loaded here in the eighth. Right-hander trying to find that strike zone. It has been a battle for him all night. The 3-1 pitch to White Jr. on its way. High fly ball crushed to left. Alderman is under it. He will make the catch for out number two, Harrison, with no chance to tag. Not deep enough. Two away now, and men still standing at the corners. It's a case of just getting under it too much for White Jr. 100 miles per hour off the bat, but launched at 53 degrees. What base running by Mitch Jebb. Ball getting thrown around the infield. Third baseman Bullard tried to flip it to the pitcher. Belgrave just getting the ball back to him to try and get back on the mound, get ready for the next batter, and he dropped it, and that's all Jeb needed to move up to second. So now two in scoring position with two outs for Nolasco. He takes fastball in the outside corner. Strike called. It's 0-1. Rodolfo 1-for-3 with a walk and an RBI single tonight. Smoked a line drive to left to score a run last inning. Kalai at third, Jeb at second. 0-1. Slider hung down the middle, taken by Nolasco for strike two. Belgrave a chance for a good bounce-back inning, trying to get out of this one unscathed. 0-2 count, two outs facing the Marauder, home run and RBI leader. Righty set, the two-strike pitch on its way home. Weak chopper to third, hard charging is Bullard. He will pick it up and throw to first in time, inning over. They get Nolasco by half a step. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Marauders 5, Hammerheads nothing to score when we come back.
Coming up to tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road. I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
Back here for the bottom of the eighth inning. Marauders 5. Hammerheads nothing. Yoldeen De La Paz looking to keep his good form going. Had a perfect inning in the seventh with two strikeouts as Alderman swings and misses at the first offering here for strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch. Bounced in the dirt. Ball and a strike to count. 0-1. Alderman hit by a pitch in the first, lined out in the third, flied out to center in the fifth. Pops this pitch, foul and out of play, first base side, up and over the Marauder dugout for strike two. The 1-2 swing and a miss for strike three. De La Paz punches out his third of the night, and there's one away in the eighth. Brings up the cleanup man, Brock Vandenberg. Two walks and a strikeout for him in this one. De La Paz cutting him down. First pitch taken at the belt, strike one to Vandenberg. Swing and a miss, a slider, tight spin away from the batter. He's out in front for strike two. De La Paz pitching with no fear. He looks dominant right now. The 0-2 pitch trying to make it 4Ks on the night for the left-handed reliever. Rocks and fires home. Swing and a miss for strike three. Yoldín de la Paz has struck out four of the last five that he has faced. Ever since coming in with the bases loaded and nobody out in the sixth inning, he got that double play, then a pop out to escape the jam. He has been lethal. Punch out, ground out, back-to-back Ks. This pitch lined to left center by DeLeo. He's going to head for second. Davies Nadal picking up off the warning track, fumbling with it. DeLeo heading for third. He's going to be held there with a stand-up two-out triple. Commentator's curse as De La Paz gives up his first base hit of the outing. Rodgers are going to peel to see if he missed first. No, the call. A triple for DeLeo. Runner at third with two outs now. For the six-hole hitter, Mark Coley, a walk, a single, and a strikeout tonight. First pitch to him, a foul tip to the backstop for strike one. De La Paz trying to keep the shutout intact now. The 0-1 pitch. Weak bouncer, third base side. It's going to trickle foul for strike two. Though two from De La Paz trying to end the inning and strand a man at third. Lefty a long wait. Now the pitch on its way. Bounced in the dirt. Great block by Mickness. He saves a wild pitch. DeLeo will stay planted at third. Now the 1-2 pitch. Weak bouncer, third base side, foul ball. We'll do the 1-2 again. Rodgers' last shutout victory. Got to go all the way back to June 17th. Derek Diamond, a seven-inning outing in a 3-0 win against Fort Myers on Father's Day Eve at Lecom Park. Another 1-2 to Coley from Yoldín de la Paz, trying to end the inning in style. Pitch home. Fouled off again. Coley shoots it down the third baseline. Still 1-2 to him. One, two again. Swing and a miss for strike three. De La Paz fired up. He punches out five in three innings of work. We go to the ninth inning. Bradenton 5, Jupiter nothing, the score when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
She moves like lightning, and she counts to three. Then she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Let it out when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green girl. So much.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, top of the ninth inning. In West Palm Beach, Florida, Marauders 5, Hammerheads nothing. Charles McAdoo leading it off. Josh Eknis on the mound. Right-hander just added to the roster today. First pitch, fastball, paints the bottom edge of the strike zone. McAdoo falls behind 0-1. Mac with a good game tonight. 2 walks and a double with a run scored. The 0-1 pitch. Just misses. About a ball width below the knees. Count 1-1. Next pitch. Crushed to center field. A high drive is not going to get out, though. Settling under it, the center fielder, DeLeo. He makes the catch, one away. It is a great ballpark if you are a pitcher here in Jupiter. With that wind blowing in, a lot of stuff hangs up in the air. Not a lot of balls leave the yard. The only place you're in real trouble is if the batter finds a gap. Easily a triple when it does. Davies Nadal up, takes first pitch, fastball missing inside, gets ahead 1-0. Davies a walk, 2 strikeouts and a ground out tonight. Next pitch popped up, foul and out of play. Third base dugout will land in the seats behind it for strike one. With Lakeland winning 6-2 tonight, the Marauders just got to hold on to this scoreline here to stay within 2 games of first place. The 1-1 to Davies, cutting a miss for strike two. High fastball at 96 on the gun. Eknis showing off his velo here. Nadal back in the box after a call of time. The 1-2 from Eknis to Nadal. Grounded hard, but straight at the second baseman, Lewis, who scoops and throws in plenty of time, 2 away. Omar Alfonso up, 1-for-3 in the game, a walk, a single, and an RBI. Gave the Marauders the lead with a hard hit line drive back in the fourth inning. First pitch to him. Slider misses inside at the back foot for ball one. Now the 1-0. Smoke to the left side. Base hit towards the corner. Cut off well, though, by Alderman. Alfonso will stop with a single. Smoked by the third baseman. That's not a bird. It is Darvin Garcia in the Marauder dugout whistling up a storm to show his appreciation for that hit off the bat of Omar. 2-out single brings up your Donny De Los Santos. He's 0-for-3. Has been hit by a pitch, has struck out twice, and has once reached on an air. First offering to him. Taken. In the up-and-away corner, fastball lands for strike one. The 0-1 pitch to YDLS from Eknis. This is low and in. Changeup can't find the zone, and it's 1-1. Ball and a strike pitch to your Donnie. Fouls off a high fastball to the backstop. One 1-2 count with 2 away. Eknis set the pitch home. Swing and a miss. De Los Santos chasing and missing a pitch a few feet outside to end the inning. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Marauders up by 5, 3 outs away from their 3rd straight win of the road trip when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network. Stay tuned for the finish.
I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass. I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall. They didn't let just anybody in that club. Took every ounce of heart and sweat and blood to get to wear those game day jerseys down the hall. The kings of the school, man, where the boys are fall. Well, let's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back when your back's against the wall.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, bottom of the ninth inning. Marauders up by five. Miguel Fulgencio on to close it out for Bradenton. 7.56 ERA this year. 21 walks and 20 strikeouts in 25 innings. His first pitch, a fastball to Carlos Santiago, taken at the belt for strike one called. Santiago 0 for 3. Bounced into a game-killing double play, quite honestly. Back in the sixth inning, he cuts and misses here for strike two at a ball in the dirt. Though two, swing and a miss, strike three. Nasty changeup from Miguel has Santiago out in front for out number one. First pitch to Tony Bullard, take it inside for ball one. Next pitch, line to short, jumping grab by Yordani De Los Santos for out number two. 27 outs for either side in a game of baseball, and the Hammerheads down to their final one tonight. Second sharp grab at short by Yordani tonight. First pitch, hitting the high in the air to right center field. Davies Nadal racing back to the warning track. He will make the catch. Marauders win. We raise the Jolly Roger for the third day in a row in Jupiter and stay within two games of first place with 14 games to go in the regular season. Five nothing, Bradenton the final, the first shutout since all the way back on June the 17th for the Marauders. 2 months and 8 days removed. Bradenton hold a team to no runs across nine innings. It was an unbelievable start by Wilbur Dotel. Yoldi and De La Paz, three perfect, almost perfect rather, innings out of the bullpen. Struck out five men that he faced here tonight. Came in with the bases loaded, no outs in the sixth. Double play, pop out. We're out of that thing to keep runs off the board, and I think that was the moment where the Marauders knew they were going to win this one. Bradenton went on to score four runs in the top of the seventh inning to give themselves some breathing room right down to the wire here tonight. The Marauders improved to 32-20 in the second half, 67-50 overall on the year. The Marauders, as I mentioned, still two games back with 14 games to go with the Flying Tigers for the final playoff spot in the Florida State League West Division. Bradenton tomorrow with Dominic Paracci on the mound. Hoping to make it four in a row and hoping our friends in Clearwater can give us a little bit of help to maybe pull it within one game after tomorrow night. The final line score here in this one, the Marauders and Hammerheads. crawl to the finish. Bradenton, well, rather first for Jupiter. No runs on four hits. They commit a shocking three errors defensively. 0 for 9 with runners in scoring position. They leave nine men on base. The Marauders, five runs, seven hits, no errors. 3 for 12 with Risp. 11 men left on by the black and gold here tonight. Game gets wrapped up. 2 hours and 36 minutes the time tonight. The winning pitcher for Bradenton is Wilbur Dotel. He improves to 6-2 on the air. De La Paz with the hold. No save on the card for Fulgencia, who struck out one and faced the minimum in the ninth inning. The loss goes to White, who falls to 0-3 here in 2023. Another fun one, another Marauders victory. Three straight, guaranteed a split on this road trip here in West Palm Beach, Florida. 6:30 the start, or rather, I believe 6 o'clock. We'll double-check here real quickly. It is 6 o'clock, the start tomorrow night. So we'll get underway a little earlier, half an hour earlier than we have this week. 6 o'clock first pitch. Paracci on the mound tomorrow for Bradenton. Hoping to make it 4 in a row, and as I said already here in this wrap-up, hoping that Clearwater can pick up a win to help us out. It's been a fun night of baseball, and it's been a fun week so far. Hoping it gets even better down the stretch here. Thank you to all those that tuned in here tonight. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You sure as heck enjoyed the outcome. I'm your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni, saying so long for now from the ballpark of the Palm Beaches here on the Marauder Radio Network.
Root, root, root for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go, boys!
Where the pirates play, catch the sights, cheer the plays, feel the glory of yesterday. Center field, grand slam, fans and cracker jack, crowd cheers, I don't care if I ever get back.
Listen to the game with my radio on, drive along to the rhythm of a Buffalo song. To a bar full town with nobody out, stop the green line drive,
everybody shout. Boop, boop, boop for our home team, a new pirate generation. Every sign of the Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go, Bucks!
Cross the bridge, through the gates, to the field of green. Young and old stories told from your childhood dreams. Pops, Wagner, Trainer, Mads, and heroes yet to be made. Great catch, clutch hits like lamented plays.
Listen to the game with my radio on. That belongs to the rhythm of a bubble.
Everybody shout, root, root, root for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go, Bucks!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go, Bucks!
Root, root for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go, Bucks!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go, Bucks!
Everybody shout,
everybody shout.
Root, root, root for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go, Bucks!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh Pride.